Hello, Eagles fans. I'm Chris McPherson, and welcome to our Cover 2 segment here on PhiladelphiaEagles.com. We're going to delve into the Eagles' first loss of the season at the hands of the San Francisco 49ers. And to break it down, we have Les Bowen from the Philadelphia Daily News and Shil Kapadia from Birds 24/7. And first and foremost, this was a team, an Eagles team, that had the best rushing attack in the league in 2013. What's happened to it? Just over 20 yards on the ground against the Niners. Granted, a very good front. But Les, I'll start with you. What can the Eagles do to get the ground game going?
Well, there are two things, and they're both really obvious, Chris. First, they're going to get Lane Johnson back, and you know we're taping this before we've talked to anybody about what his status is, but you have to think he's playing this week, that he'll go to right tackle, that Todd Harriman's will move inside, and that will help things a little bit. As long as Jason Kelce is out, though, I think that line is missing something really essential. Not so much that David Moult can't block, but just something about its heart and character and personality and ability to sense what the defense is doing and stuff like that. And the other thing real quickly is what Chip Kelly talked about yesterday, people trying to do too much. People have to stop. They just have to take that yard. Don't dance around and try to get outside with everything. Just do what's there. Don't try to be somebody, don't try to be Superman.
Shil, how much of this would you say is on LeSean McCoy, who obviously was frustrated in the locker room after the game against San Francisco?
I'd say a pretty small part. We've seen LeSean McCoy's body of work over the years. We know what kind of running back he is. Assuming there's no injury there, I don't think he just forgot how to play football. I think it's like Les said, we shouldn't overthink this. The offensive line is banged up. You had probably the best run-blocking offensive line in the NFL a year ago. I totally agree with the point about Kelce. I think if you had him and you had two or three other guys out, I think you would be in better shape just with that inside zone run in the middle. That's their go-to run. He's so essential with that, and you're really losing that right now. So I don't know that there is a quick fix. I agree that maybe you got to settle for those 3- and 4-yard runs. I don't think the big plays are going to be there, but I don't think this is going to be a prolific rushing attack until you get those guys healthy.
Now, with the emphasis on the run game by other defenses being taken away there, you would think that Nick Foles would have more opportunities or have to shoulder more of the load on the offense. Through four games, very up and down. He's had his struggles against the 49ers. Shil, what do you make of Nick Foles' performance to this point?
Yeah, I think it's been an uneven performance. We haven't really seen him put a whole game together except for 2 weeks ago where he played very well against Washington. And same for this last week. He struggled all game, and then all of a sudden that last drive, he was making some very good throws. So what was interesting about last week to me was that the 49ers played more with two safeties deep. So there were some looks that were conducive to the run. They obviously felt confident that they didn't have to stack the box. So that's going to be interesting to me to see in coming weeks. Our team's going to play those safeties back. Maybe you can get the run game going a little bit. But on the flip side, it'll be even harder for Foles to make things happen in the passing game.
Les, is there anything in your estimation, why do you think Nick has been so up and down after his breakout performance in 2013?
He doesn't look comfortable most games back there. And I really think since Kelce went down in the third quarter of that Washington game, he's had time and he has missed throws, but he hasn't really looked like he thought he had time, if that makes any sense. He's not settled back there. He's not, really seeing what's in front of him. He missed so many deep throws Sunday that could have changed the game. And we were just puzzling over that before we came in here. Last year he hit those throws. It's not a matter of his arm. It's not a matter of him not having the talent to make. You can't be able to do something 1 year and then not do it the next year and say, well, he never could do this. That doesn't make sense. But he's not doing it now. And Macklin and Cooper, it just seems like that he's never seen them before a lot of times. And I don't understand that. And I'm hoping that as the season goes on, we'll get some clarity into exactly what that's all about.
All right, this Sunday, the Eagles have another stern test against the Rams with a very good defensive line, so they'll be bringing the heat on the offense. Last thing here on this edition of Cover 2, the Eagles are 3-1 at the quarter pole, which I think most fans would take and be very happy with at this point. But at the same time, Dallas has come off a dominant performance in a win over New Orleans. The Giants seem like they've gotten back on track. Are the Eagles still the team to beat in the NFC East? Les, I'll let you kick it off.
I think so. I don't have a great feel. I was writing about the Eagles game and looking at all the tweets from Dallas annihilating New Orleans, And I even sarcastically said, I guess Dallas just won the Super Bowl tonight. You know, those teams to me still have serious issues. I'm not shocked at the Giants. I really felt like maybe it was an issue of new offense and people not really grasping it right away. And Eli Manning can't be as bad as he looked there for a while. I'm not shocked. That's a quality organization, the Giants. I'm not shocked that they look decent. I'm a little surprised that the Cowboys look as good as they do. But I think history tells us Romo will get hurt or something will happen to the Cowboys.
Jill?
Yeah, I think the Eagles are in the driver's seat, but I think it's pretty wide open right now. Like Les said, with the Giants, Eli Manning starting to get going. We know they have a good defense, even going back to last year. The Cowboys' defense is the surprise to me. You know, they have a great offensive line. They should be able to run the ball. They have very good weapons on the perimeter. I don't know if that defense can sustain through a 16-game schedule the way they're playing right now. If they can, fantastic coaching job by them because they don't have a lot of talent on that side of the football.
That's Shil Kapadia, Les Bowen, and I'm Chris McPherson. And thank you very much for joining us in this edition of Cover 2 on PhiladelphiaEagles.com.